Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargas, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 193. One of the main causes of sterility is male impotency, and erectile dysfunction is nowadays a very common and popular medical condition. Many people discuss about it privately or with a sexologist. Males in the productive period of life with a normal sex drive even can suffer from this condition. It is the inability to achieve or maintain proper erection of the penis during sexual arousal. Even sexologists do not know the exact cause of this condition unless he has learned German new medicine. Friends, today we are going to take up the biological special program of the tissue or organ called corpora cavernosa, which will make the medical condition I mentioned called erectile dysfunction in males. The organ penis has got three important parts: root, shaft, and the glands. Corpora cavernosa are two cylindrical chambers that extend from pubic bone along the shaft of the penis and end at the head of the penis. At the head end, these two cylinder-shaped chambers join together. They are composed of a type of connective tissue that are expandable and hence called erectile. During an erection, blood fills these special type of blood vessels, which are the core of this special connective tissue. In addition to the corpora cavernosa, there is a smooth muscle cover for the urethra inside the penis called corpora spongiosum. These smooth muscles are active during an ejaculation when they contract in a rhythmic fashion to expel the ejaculate. There is also an additional envelope for the corpora cavernosa called tunica albuginea, which consists of thick fibrous sheath. We are studying the corpora cavernosa here because it is originated from the embryonic germ layer of new mesoderm and hence controlled from the cerebral medulla. Inside the cerebral medulla, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ because the right corpus cavernosum is controlled from the left side and the organ in the left side is controlled from the right side of the cerebral medulla. Now we will learn the most important part of today's topic, that is the biological conflict linked to the organ called corpora cavernosa. It is a self-devaluation conflict. The conflict can be the result of a real situation after a prostate surgery or as the after effects of antidepressants, which are also testosterone suppressive. In a figurative manner, it may be the result of humiliating remarks by the partner, especially about his sex performance, penile size, or by not meeting her sexual expectations, as in the case of premature ejaculation, purposeful or revengeful rejections of intercourse, oral sex, etc. These situations make the male to feel worthless and thus conflict active. It will be useful for you to remember that the primary conflict theme of all the organs derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla is self-devaluation conflicts. During the CFA, cell loss or necrosis happens temporarily or in a chronic fashion inside the erectile tissue of corpora cavernosa, causing the inability to achieve or maintain an erection. If the self-devaluation prolongs and the person is unfamiliar with GNM, then it can cause the erectile dysfunctions. It has nothing to do with his sex drive, which is the result of his testosterone level. In all the conflict activities or intense stress, a man cannot have erection because he is in sympathicotonia. Sex drive is active during vagotonia. Please understand that the penile erection is controlled from the parasympathetic nervous system and ejaculation from the sympathetic nervous system. Now we reach the end part of the SBS of the corpora cavernosa, the healing phase. During its first part or PCLA, the tissue loss is restored with fresh cells to achieve normal erections. If there is constant conflict activity followed by prolonged healing, there may develop excess of scar tissue, which will affect the flexibility of the penis. If there are accumulation of fibrous plaques or hard lumps in the sheath surrounding the corpora cavernosa called tunica albuginea, it can result in the bent shape of the penis, and even it can be a permanent phenomenon. This condition is known as Peyronie's disease. If it happens with a newborn male baby, it may be the result of a penis devaluation conflict happened with the mother sometimes when she preferred to have a female child. Another common condition is phimosis. It is the inability to retract the foreskin over the glans penis and the shortening of the frenulum called frenulum breve. This restricted movement of the foreskin is also explained in GNM as a self-devaluation conflict. I am worthless there. This is because the connective tissue of the foreskin and of the frenulum is derived from new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the same area in the cerebral medulla where the controlling center of the corpora cavernosa exists. The warty growths on penis is an affection of the epidermis layer of its skin, and therefore the biological conflict is separation conflict, specifically a sexual separation conflict. Friends, please wait for new topics in the Global GNM Health Tips tomorrow. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.